First, I'd like to introduce myself. Sorry, I had to fool myself in my traditional language, Navajo. And again, my name is Adam Asinti. I am a junior here at this campus, and they asked me to speak tonight on representing the student body. I said, yeah, sure. I know a lot of people have been hearing about what has been going on, and really it's been chaotic, but I really would just like to say that right now we are supporting academic freedom and the First Amendment, which is given to us in this country, the United States. So, I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, bring up other issues, but, you know, that right there is our mission statement, and we are standing behind that as students, you know, all races, all creeds, everybody. Doesn't matter if we're black, white, anything, you know, doesn't matter if we're Native American, you know, we stand for this, and you know what? Other people should too, because of the fact that ideas, knowledge, theories should be expressed by professors such as Roy Churchill, and I feel this is a part of the educational process, and you should agree with me as well. And that's what all I'd really like to say, and yeah.
It's me again. I'm Emma Perez. I'm the new chair of the Department of Ethnic Studies. I'm very proud to be the chair of the Department of Ethnic Studies. I'm very proud of my colleagues. I'm very happy and proud to stand here with my colleague, Ward Churchill, as well. So this is how it's gonna run tonight, okay? First, Russell Means will be introducing Ward Churchill. Ward will speak for a little less than an hour, for about 50 minutes. Then we'll open it up to questions. We're going to ask you to go to the mics and stand at the mics. Where are the mics, folks? Okay, stand in line at the mics, okay? And please be as orderly as possible. Also, we're asking you to be as succinct as possible, so don't stand up there and give us a monologue, okay? Be respectful. We're here also to be respectful of each other, of each other's ideas and thoughts. Also, this is a student-sponsored event. The students have worked very hard, and all people need to do is look around. Certainly, I want the media to look around to see the kind of support there is for Ward Churchill at this university. Amazing. And I also want to go on record that at the Regents meeting last week, the students were silently and quietly protesting. The governor was wrong. I was at the meeting, the governor got his facts wrong. We're a small department, ethnic studies. We're a small unit, but we're all very good scholars, and Ward is certainly one of those. Now, I also want to stress, I'm almost out of here, I want to stress that we really want to have the questions from the students. This is a forum that the students have given Ward so that he can finally state his ideas, his opinions, his book, which has been misrepresented, by the way, by the media. We will not be taking questions from the media. We're going to wrap up around 9:30, okay? Because we're supposed to be out of here by 10. So we'll start wrapping up around 9:30 after Ward speaks for about 50 minutes. Now I give to you Russell Means. Where is Russell? You all know, you may have heard of him. Prominent and leader. He also has finished his doctorate. He also is a lawyer and practices law and on his reservation. He's an amazing man. We're very, very fortunate to have him here tonight. Let's welcome him.
Thank you, my relatives. I want to first apprise you, before I introduce the many accomplishments of Ward Churchill among my people. We are the only ethnic group in the world that has to prove our degree of blood, like the dogs and the horses. It is because we live on America's concentration camps, the little Iraqs called reservations, you know? We also don't have control of our natural resources, and the corporate might has been ripping us off from day one. That's part of the books and part of the education that Ward has given to not only to the university and its generations of students, but throughout the country and indeed throughout the world. I want you to know that we are forbidden from choosing who are our Indian people by the United States government. My own twin brothers were 32 years of age, and it was only after the American Indian Movement, and one of the leaders being Ward Churchill in the late 70s, got the right to be enrolled on my father's reservation, where I am enrolled. I wonder how many of Clear Channel columnists and naysayers are going to condemn my brothers for not being Indian. Ward is my brother. Ward has followed the ways of indigenous people worldwide. If you do not believe so, then go to Geneva, Switzerland, to the United Nations Office of the Working Group of Indigenous Peoples, and you will find out that we, as one people in the world, we say, if you know your ancestry, then you are who you say you are. In the writings of Adolf Hitler, he began his idea of separation by race and sexual preference by following and reading about the Indian policy of the United States of America. And he wrote in Mein Kampf, or in other writings, that it was a good idea to put people on reservations, hence his labor camps, hence which became concentration camps. And he classified people they did not want by race. Apartheid South Africa in 1964 passed the Bantu Development Act, 30 years after the United States government passed the Indian Reorganization Act. Read them both. The act that institutionalized apartheid by race and degree of blood in South Africa was literally copied from the Indian Reorganization Act of the United States. Both of those governments no longer exist. And you have these corporate minions from Clear Channel and the corporate media telling us who is our Indian leaders. Telling me that my leader is not an Indian because he hasn't been adequately registered. Now, I'm happy to understand the media can't answer any questions here, ask questions. And because if Silverman was going to ask a question, I was going to demand he show me his proof of Jewish blood before he could ask a question. Now understand our struggle. Well, Churchill has understood it, and you only have to read his dozens of essays and almost 24 books that he's written. I know the regents aren't going to get through them all. Those cowards. Those cowards that cannot stand up for women and cannot stand up for their own professors. Ward has received many, many honors from the non-Indian world. But the biggest honor and the only honor we can give him, and we have for dozens of years, is to make him what we call in my language, Nacha, a leader, a statesman. And he's gone around the country with that label. And it is a true label. And I don't care what Clear Channel says about, or the internet says about his 16th or 3/16ths. His word counts. And his writings are proof. I cannot convey to you the amount of pride we have in Ward Churchill and the amount of pride he gives us. The sovereignty that he gives us so that we can walk tall, our young people. To this very day, you just heard one here tonight, student here, that is walking tall because of Ward Churchill and the effect he's had on not only Indian policy, but on the minds of the young people who are activists throughout our country, from coast to coast and beyond borders. The American Indian Movement, when we had a together leadership, we appointed him as an ambassador. And he traveled internationally representing us and all Indian people because we are a free people. So I want, from this day forward, every media person nationally, internationally, and locally to know that we have ascertained that Ward Churchill is a full-blooded Indian leader. Thank you.